It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
If you've been following the news, it was kind of in the news for a while last year, out of the news until more recently, more talk about what's going on in the country of Syria. In the Middle East, we hear a lot of different things about a civil war and this and that, this from the media, from our own government. We hear, there was actually an election there. And, of course, the reports here come out, oh, it wasn't real. This was all just a ruse. Well, we got somebody that we're not hearing from. We're not hearing from the Syrian people. We're hearing from our media and from our government, not hearing what necessarily is really going on. And we are very happy to be joined this morning by a gentleman who is a native of Syria, Musarai. His wife is a native of Oneida, Illinois, a Rova High School graduate, which I am familiar with, of course. Still has a lot of relatives around here. And we are joined this morning by Musarai. Musa, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me again, Tom, on your radio talk.
No problem. Thank you so much, and especially for getting up so early. I know you're in Palm Springs, so it's pretty darn early out there.
Yes, it is. It's the desert in the morning here. It's just beautiful in the morning. It's just gorgeous.
Well, so let's first off talk a little bit about the country of Syria. For those of us, I think I'm generalizing what people in the U.S. think, but those of us who haven't either studied it or been there, we just assume, okay, Syria is just a desert country and all people look the same and there's only everybody's Muslim and this type of thing. Not true at all on any of those fronts.
Exactly. Syria... It's a lot of people I talk to and they ask me about Syria. They don't know exactly. They don't know where it's exactly. But to make it easier for everybody, it's next door to Israel. It's surrounded by Turkey, Iraq, Jordan, Israel, Lebanon, and of course the sea. And that country is the population about 22 million. I'll say I live in California for 35 years, just like California, I'll say it has the desert, the mountains, the sea, the valley, and exactly, it's not all desert at all. Maybe I'll say the desert with about a little bit over 50%, but the rest just like living in California. The same weather, exactly.
You know, in the current conflict, we were hearing, and it's really kind of died off a little bit on the news. It seems like once there's an initial conflict, we hear a lot about it and the different angles, and then it kind of fades. And even though the conflict continues, we were hearing from the media for the most part that it was a revolution against President Assad, about how he was running a dictatorship that so many people didn't like and were persecuted. And then as things went on, though, some were saying, well, wait a minute, the insurgents here, the counter-revolutionaries were maybe as bad or worse than Assad were. I guess what we'd like for you to do is just kind of take it from there. We've heard both sides of this thing. What is your perspective on, I guess, as an American viewpoint, who should we be rooting for in this situation?
Well, Syria, it's what they call the rules in it. It's a secular country, which means like people, they should get along with each other. What doesn't matter what race they are, what religious they are. So what they have all along, it's secular country. It's close to democracy, but it's a dictator. I mean, they call the dictator rule. Actually, I lived there for 26 years. And my family, they still live there till now. They live all over Syria. Most of them, they live in Damascus. So I have my mom, my dad, my sisters, my brother, my nieces, my nephew. We're a huge family back there. You don't see, what they call dictator in this country over there. It's just this is like a name the media they use to demonize those country and I'm Christian. And I live in what they call it, a Muslim country, and I never felt like I've been discriminated against or called like a different name or called like a Christian or, you know, they prosecute me because I'm Christian. That's not true at all. It's the war over there. It's engineered war. It's the engineer chaos. It's the what's going on right now. It's not about democracy whatsoever. It's the what do you call them? This the opposition, the one they form themselves, the opposition of the government. They're people like Syrian. They don't know who they are. And they're just a bunch of guys. They're put together by NATO and United States to ruin Syria and to dismantling all everything in Syria from infrastructure to the government to it's engineered war. It's engineered of chaos. That's what I call it.
We're talking with Musa Rai. He is a native of Syria, and one of the things that we hear, and our government is coming out basically saying President Assad is a bad guy. He's killing his own people. He's killed 160,000 of his own people. But you say that's not really true. That the people of Syria don't have a problem with President Assad.
That's not really true at all. Because and I stand behind what I'm saying right now. As I said, it's my family. I get the news day by day from my family, the one they live in Syria. But Assad, he's exactly the opposite way what they describe him. He's very educated person. He's educated in the West. He's a medical doctor. Loved by most of the Syrians. Excuse me. He's loved by about 70% of the Syrians. They voted for him. As a matter of fact, he just got elected again yesterday as a president again for Syria for 7 more years. He's not what they've been described. It's the media, especially the CNN and Al Jazeera, they describe him as a monster. But actually, he's not. And the people who killed in Syria so far, over 100,000, 65% of these people got killed in Syria. They're from the security services. So can you imagine, like in any given town or city in the United States that they go kill all the policemen? That's what's happening in Syria. It's that now the government, they are the victim. It used to be that they say the opposite way, but now is the police forces are the victim. There are 65,000 security service policemen die in Syria so far, and the rest, most of them, they're foreign fighter die in Syria. You know, they don't know who they are. Those people, we don't know. We never see people like that in Syria. That they're long bearded and they speak foreign languages, and it's a proxy war. Foxy war happening. What's going on in Syria?
Would you say that what's going on there is at all like what is going on in Egypt. We saw all the reports and kind of a similar situation with a longtime leader in Egypt that was overthrown, and then all of a sudden there were concerns about the Muslim Brotherhood being the ones that did it, and so that situation is still a little unstable. Is Syria, are they similar situations, do you think, or quite different?
There's a lot of similarity between what's going on in Egypt and in Syria, except you'll be surprised if I tell you this, except that the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria, and I mean in Syria, they're supported by the Saudis, by the Qataris, and the Muslims, the one they are opposing the government in Egypt, because the Muslim Brotherhood is supported by the Saudis. And the money is flowing in. To tumble the government in both countries, but both different interests. You know, it's different interests of things to tumble those regimes. It's to gain for political reason or financial reason or like a. Like in Syria, it's mostly for political and financial because of the pipeline of gas pipeline. They wanted to go through the Syrian territory from Qatar, and so it's really, really, very, very complicated.
We'll talk a little more with Musa Rai. We're going to take a quick break here, a little more about what's going on in Syria and more about the country of Syria. Take a quick break here. It is 8:26. This is the WGIO Morning News. Let's get the headlines with Will. Well, good morning. It is 8:29, the WGIO Morning News. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Will Stevenson. We're talking with Musa Rai. He is a native of Syria. His wife, Amy, is a native of Oneida. They currently live in Palm Springs, talking about the situation in Syria and the country itself. And Musa, you had mentioned earlier that you're actually a Christian. That's another one of those. And maybe it was just me with the misconception that most of the countries in that part of the world are mainly Muslim. But you actually grew up in a Christian village. Is that correct?
Yes. The Christian in Syria is about 15% of the population, and Christian. I grew up all my life for, you know, actually that's where the Christianity was born, in that part of the world, and the Judaism and the Muslim. So it actually is the birthplace for the three religious and we lived, as I said, all my life there, 26 years, and never had, as a Christian, we never been prosecuted or, and this is the people they live together all their life there. That's what they call it, secular regime. It's people they live together and there's no problem at all. For us as Christian, we live there. I mean, there is a lot of different ethnic groups that they live in Syria. There's like you have the Shiite, the Sunni, the Armenian, the Caucasian, the Ismaili, the Armenian, so many different groups. They live together with no problem. I mean, this is that's why I call it is the engineering of chaos. What's going on in Syria? They came in, starting from the media to foreign invasion came into Syria, and they put that hate in between each other, and this happened so fast, and it's unreal. Nobody believe what happened in Syria.
Mm-hmm. Musa, you mentioned that what was going on in Syria you felt was chaos created and supported by, at least in part, by the United States and NATO. And it really kind of flies the opposite of what we were, you know, when we were growing up, we were always taught that the United States was more apt to support dictators like the Shah of Iran or even Saddam Hussein just to create stability and keep stability in the Middle East for the free flow of oil. But now you're saying that maybe the Western countries are helping to create this chaos. In your opinion, why has that changed? Why would we be wanting chaos there in the Middle East, or at least some in our government be wanting to create that?
I said it's either for financial gain or political gain. So things could change in any minute. Because as the war now, the old type of war where they used to put boots on the ground, like what they say, which I hate this word. And now it's you don't have to send the soldiers to the other country to fight for the war. Now it's new type of war. Someday they're gonna teach it in university. It's a new, different kind of war, you know, it's engineered war, just like you're learning engineer, civil engineer. This is new engineering before, and it's done by other people to create chaos in those country, and so there's an exchange like what's going on in Ukraine. It's affecting Syria. What's going on in the peace talk between the Israelis and the Palestinians? It's affecting Syria. What's going on in the different parts? It's just trading. They sit on the table, the NATO and the United States against the Russian and the Chinese, and they trade things. And that's a sad story, but that's what's going on right now.
844, the WGIL Morning News, talking with Moussa Ra'i. He is a native of Syria, currently lives in Palm Springs, California. Moussa's wife, Amy, is a native of Oneida, Illinois, Rova High School grad. And Moussa joins us again. Got to ask you, Moussa, how did you and Amy happen to meet?
Well, I went, when I came from Syria, I came straight to Sandberg College. And I was a student in Sandberg College, and, you know, being in the town of Galesburg, we got to meet each other, you know? And I really consider that part of the world is it's my second country, you know?
So Carl Sandburg College, not only good for education, but for love matches too, right?
Exactly.
Well, we've been talking about the things going on in Syria. Of course, what we've been hearing on the news and hearing from our government seem to be a little bit different than some of what may be going on. And we know in our country in the past that we've had, you know, some of it's been secret, but we have supported terrorists in some areas. And that's part of how the Taliban came about with some things that went on in Afghanistan back in the late 70s. So, you know, you mentioned that the U.S., you think there's some involvement, the U.S. and NATO. Now, the people causing the problems, you know, of course, we're getting, it's a civil war. Is it, in your opinion, is it actually terrorists that are causing the problems, or is there unrest with some of the Syrian people?
Tom, this is, because it's an engineered war in Syria, so it's been planned for. It's in the books for so many years. For some people, they say for about 10 years ago, being planned what's going on in Syria. It's not. It has nothing to do with democracy whatsoever. In Syria, the latest study show that there is 250,000 foreign fighter in Syria, 250,000 foreign fighter in Syria, and some of them they're supported by most of them, I would say about 70% supported by Saudi Arabia and Qatar, and some of them supported by Turkey, and some of them supported by other country, but they come to Syria from the foreign fighter, the one in Syria, they came from about 90 different country, 90 different countries. So they came from as far as Chechnya, United States, and I don't know if anybody know that American foreign fighter in Syria, what they call him, jihadis. He just blew up himself. He's American. Of course the our government is the United States. They didn't know who is he exactly, but he blew up himself. He's a jihadi. He fight on behalf of the Muslims. But there's so at one point where 250,000 fighters fighting the legitimate government in Syria, and they'll say that the latest study also showed that they killed already about 60,000 of them. 60,000 of them died in Syria, and some of them they say they went back to their own countries, but still right now there is about 50,000 fighters in Syria, and those people, they're not coming to fight. They fight for democracy. They're there to fight on behalf of the Muslim. The Muslim, you know, the cleric leader, they call for those guys to go fight for jihad in Syria. And it's shame and embarrassing to say that. The opposition in Syria, they're which is the Syrian, they don't know who they are. The Syrian, the native Syrian, I don't know who are those opposition, the one they're supported by the United States. They're the one who's carrying, who is being supplied with arms and money and logistically by United States and NATO. Actually, they're the one who, the United States supporting the terrorists. The opposite way what we hear here, that terrorists are bad and this and that, but they go to Syria. They say, I know in Syria for a fact. I don't want to speak about other country, but I know in Syria they're supported by United States. They're giving weapons, very sophisticated weapons, you know, to kill the Syrian and the security service in Syria, and that's for sure. If I. You know, I feel bad paying my taxes to those people and giving them my money to go and kill the Syrian people, kill the, you know, the Christian, they kill Christian villages wiped off from the map of Syria, you know, because of the weapon the United States give to those guys, to the Muslims. They give it to the Muslim, and the Muslim, and they go and they kill the Christian in Syria. And if you don't, what kind of democracy is that? If you're not Muslim like them, if you're not one of them, that means we're going to kill you. That's it, dude. And they say that they're going to implement democracy in Syria. That's completely false. False flag. There is no such thing. And again, they've been giving now lately, John Kerry and Obama, they pledged to help the opposition and give them more sophisticated weapons to kill Syrian. And it has nothing to do with democracy at all. It's actually, they wanna. We used to be democracy in Syria, but now they wanna put something dictatorship, the one, but you hear it the opposite way in the media. So they wash, they kind of like wash brain us, all of us, but you don't know what's in, what's out. So everybody confused. They don't know what democracy or is not democracy is. And they turn the table around. So everybody is so confused unless you are really know about it. Otherwise, you are very confused. But yes, like you said, there is NATO and the United States, they're giving weapons, money, logistics support to the terrorists in Syria.
Well, and Musa, just to be clear, I want people to know that, you know, they think, okay, well, he's blaming the United States. He doesn't like the United States. That's not true. You love your country here, but I understand why you're saying it bothers you to pay your taxes when we're supporting what we're supporting. But it's not, you do not hate the United States, though.
No, not at all. Not at all. No. I mean, even the Syrian people, they never, you know, the media here, they give the impression to the mainstream media will give the impression to the American that the Syrian, they hate American. That's not true at all. That's completely false, completely false, completely false. We grew up, you know, we love American. We, in Syria, we used to have so many American, they used to come stay in our house. You know, they're just passing by. They come to Syria to see the Damascus, because Damascus is the oldest inhabited city in the world. Syria, it's the cradle of civilization. So we have a lot of Western that people, they love the American, but they don't like the American government. So it's different things here, you know?
Hmm. And finally, Musa, just a minute left. We wanted to wrap up with, if from your standpoint, what do you see as the future for Syria as you're seeing it right now? What would you predict is going to happen there, or is that something that you really can't even predict at this point?
I'm praying for the best. You know, I always think that what the outcome is going to be good. It's gonna come out from it as like roses. It's so hard, you know, to my feeling goes so many directions when you ask me this question. But I think that, as I said, now that they elected the president again, Bashar al-Assad, he's the president again, and it's gonna be very hard. Now there is some kind of reconciliation in between the local reconciliation between the central government and different city in Syria. So the opposition in those cities in Syria, they're kind of like exhausted from the war, and they don't want to fight each other anymore. And now there is what they call reconciliation. They're coming into a term that this war is just ruining the country, and we need to stop, you know. And it seems like it's moving in fast pace. So there's already like some war stopped in different city in Syria. So there's no war anymore. They agree on the government and the opposition. They make the war stop, and it's going in faster pace. But it's all affected to what's going on in Ukraine and Russia and Saudi Arabia. I mean, even what's going on in Africa. It's all affect each other. I'm just hoping for the best, Tom.
Well, I guess so. We as American citizens, we need to talk to our representatives in Washington and say, hey, you know, we support Syria and the people there, and we don't want to support the terrorists there.
That would be the best people they could do, because we are the taxpayers. We're the ones who should make our government to stop behaving like this. You know, it's like making the other country hate this country. You know, hate because what's going on, because people, they're more aware. Overseas, people more aware about what's going on around them, more than this country, and we need to make our politicians, you know, you'll be surprised how much will some people stand up and say, hey, listen, you know, we don't want to support this opposition in Syria, you know, we learn to be fair, you know, in this country, especially in this country, we learn to be fair and care about others. But what the real picture, what people see in other country, they see the American more than what I know and other people know. It's the opposite way what they see, you know. It would be great if people, they send letter to the people, to their senators, that hey, stop supporting those opposition in Syria. They're killing the Syrian, killing the Christian people in Syria. Yeah. You know, stuff like that, you know?
Right. All right. Well, Musa, I want to thank you so much again for taking the time to talk to us. I know it's early where you're at, but we really appreciate your insight on what's happening in your native country.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you for calling me. I'm ready to answer anybody's questions, so you make my phone number available to anybody who wants to call me and discuss the matter with me. I'm very, very happy to discuss it with them.
Sure, they can call me here at the station. I'll hook them up with you. Musa, thank you again so much. We appreciate your time. Say hi to Amy, all right?
Hi,
Amy. All right. Musa, thanks again so much. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.